Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. Remember, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to these podcasts at your leisure. Today, we're going to be joined with the standout Nebraska Cornhuskers wide receiver, Mike Williams. Mike, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
So good.
I know you're coming on the show, so I'm, you know, just trying to get some notes together, and I see the 21.8 yards per catch, and that's a big time number. Anything over 20, I mean, that's like hitting 50 home runs. And then I think, wow. And then I think, what receivers in the NFL were big play receivers like that? And then I think of Mike Williams from the Steelers. Talk a little bit about that ability to make the big play, and have you had that knack since you were a young kid?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think my speed definitely helps because it allows me to get separation, and once I get separation, I think it'll turn into a big play. I got a lot of confidence in myself, so as long as the throw is at me, I think I'll catch it.
Nice. Now, have you always had that size and that athleticism growing up? I mean, when you were growing up, were you that kid that was that much better than everybody else?
I don't like to brag, but honestly, I was. I played varsity all 4 years. And going into high school, I actually broke my ankle, but it hindered me for most of the season. And then the next year, that's when I moved from defensive back to wide receiver. And from 10th grade on, I've been playing wide receiver. So in high school, I averaged somewhere around 20 yards a catch my senior season. I had over 1,400 all-purpose yards and like 15 touchdowns.
Yeah, so you're definitely gifted. So it's fair enough to say there could have been a moment when you were growing up that parents wanted to check the birth certificate and see if you were older than you were?
I'm not sure if that's what it was, but maybe under the table I didn't know about it.
Excellent stuff. So kind of take us through. I mean, you talked about that switch from defensive back to receiver. Was that something you welcomed and was an easy transition for you?
I think it was easy because I was familiar with backpedaling. So going forward made it easier, and knowing exactly what I had to do, not having to guess what the receiver would do. So I'm the receiver now, and knowing what I have to do I think it just simplified it down for me.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Mike Williams here on the C2P, kind enough to talk with us, talk from college football, NFL draft, as this Nebraska Cornhusker makes his path toward that next level. For you, I mean, let's kind of talk about your collegiate career. I mean, you know, you arrive at a big-time university, big-time program. You know as well as anybody, you're in that locker room, Mike. I mean, it may not happen, you know what I mean? But you get there and it does happen. I mean, you got the skill set. When does it kind of sink in that what you're doing on Saturday can allow you and afford you the opportunity to take a shot at the National Football League?
I think it's just the confidence. You can't lose your confidence. Once you see that you're having success and that you are able to have success, it kind of makes you more confident and keeps your confidence flowing. So, I mean, why not? If you have the talent and you think you can do it, then no one can stop you.
Definitely. And then for you, I mean, when you look at your body of work and your athleticism, how didn't the numbers match up? I mean, you can definitely see that you're a gifted kid on the field. But, you know, if we look at the stats, we're not going to see, you know, 80 catches for, you know, 1,400 yards. We are going to see that whopping 21.8, and that's definitely going to shine because it's fantastic. But, I mean, just the offense, kind of take us through how you kind of got lost in the shuffle, I guess.
I would say I was basically playing out of position my 2 years here at Nebraska. I'm used to playing inside, going against zone coverage or going against linebackers in one-on-one. But when I first got here, I guess we were kind of short on outside receivers, so they asked me to step outside, and of course I'm going to do what I have to do for the team. So I played outside receiver the majority of my 2 years here. It kind of gave me – I mean, it won't show up on the stat sheet, but it kind of gave me this familiarity with outside. So I think that's another asset that I'll be able to bring to the NFL, say I get the chance. But, I mean, yeah, I was just playing mostly out of position. I'm usually a slot receiver, and that's where I'm most comfortable, but wherever I get the shot at.
Definitely. And I'm glad you shared that because, you know, that's why we love bringing you guys on the program because – I always say whenever we tweet something or post something on C-Show, we always like to say no more than the name, no more than the number. You know, and we get to really kind of delve into what makes you the guy you are. And I have a great way to kind of explain yourself there. I mean, as you look back at your time at Nebraska, I mean, what are some of the things? Maybe the strength program, was that anything important? I mean, how important was it kind of going through that?
It was very important. When I got here, I was already one of the strongest guys pound for pound. And by the end of the spring, my first spring here, they officially named me the strongest guy pound for pound on the team. Coach Duvall, he's an excellent strength coach. And my strength just got better both years. I went from squatting maybe 520 in my first spring, at the end of my first spring, to 610 at the end of my second spring. So, like I said, pound for pound, the strongest guy on the team. But it definitely helped me when, you know, I can get separation in the game. Use your legs.
Definitely, man. That's impressive. I love it. You were down at the Tropical Bowl. Kind of take us what it was like. I mean, you're down there. You're able to, you know, really get your first handshake, your eye contact, and talk with these scouts. What was it like just being able to kind of, you know, mingle and express who you are and what you bring to the next level?
Oh, it was a great opportunity. It was exactly what I needed, saying that I didn't get the stats that I would hope for this past season. So it was definitely the opportunity I needed to get my name out there, talk to some scouts, and let them see me work at practice. It was great being there. I talked to approximately like maybe 10 NFL teams, probably 6 or 7 CFL teams. So that was a great opportunity, and I'll forever cherish that.
Nice, and they have to love the size. And you come across as a great young kid, so I'm sure it was probably pleasant that, one, they know you're a cool dude, and one, they know you got the athletic skills on the back end. We ask
for sure
all the guys that come on the program, Mike, I mean, if you're in the film room with those guys, they're breaking down those tapes. I mean, what are those hallmark abilities that you bring to the receiver position where they're going to want to put you on their 53-man roster?
I'm pretty well at identifying the coverages. Pre-snap, maybe they're not in the coverage that it looks like they're in. So I'll see maybe 2 seconds into the play what exactly the coverage is. So I think that's an asset that I bring, being able to recognize coverages as a receiver. That's very important. So I think that's one of the biggest assets that I think I would bring to the NFL.
Excellent. How about this one? I don't know. Yeah, you break out of the huddle. Some teams don't huddle, but nonetheless, it's 3rd and 9. The play's coming to you. You got to make the play. I guess what's your favorite route to run or play that you hear kind of spoken that you got to execute?
I would probably say in our playbook, it would probably be a Saints call where I'm on the wide side of the field where the running back's coming to, and on the outside receiver has like a post with the opportunity or with the option to shut it down and make it like a post curl. So it's really nowhere the DB can stop the route unless it's just a horrible route. So if it's too high, I would take the post, and if it's one high, I would just shut it down. So that would probably be my 3rd-and-9 call going to me. I know for sure I win that.
Awesome. Excellent, especially with that big frame and the way you can shield the ball. We asked this as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure, you know, you talk to those guys down at the Tropical Bowl, these scouts. I mean, they do a lot of homework. I mean, they really dig deep in finding out who you guys are, what you bring to the table. But I mean, this is your opportunity on the program. I mean, is there anything that goes unnoticed? We kind of talked about, you know, being out of position, but maybe you're a team captain. We know you're a weight room warrior, maybe a film junkie, maybe a good teammate. I mean, what are some of the things, the intangibles that we can't see on tape that can go a long way helping you out?
Just that knack of knowing exactly where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be doing. I think in the film room, like there was a time where coach wouldn't even let me answer the questions because he knew that I knew them. My receiver coach knew that I knew them. So he would want me to give the other guys the opportunity to answer them to see if they knew kind of how, as well as I knew. So I think that's another thing that holds me out of the normal group.
Mike, I tell you what, I've been doing this a long time, and I've been asking the same questions for a long time. That's the first time I ever got that response. That's fantastic. The coach, he actually asked you, hey, Mike, we know you know, man. Just let somebody else answer. That's fantastic. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, no, really. You know, I mean, you know why? Because, I mean, we've been doing this show so long, you know. I mean, some kind of, I mean, for me, you know, it's kind of, but so when I get a new response of something I haven't heard, man, and that's mm-hmm. fantastic.
Yeah.
Any comparison? I mean, anybody compare you? Is there anybody at that next level that you kind of pattern yourself after?
The number one guy that I think I compare to is Tyreek Hill. And I say that because we both have similar skill sets. He's quick. I'm quick. He may be a little bit faster than me, but we'll have to set that race up one day to see. But I actually worked out with him last summer a couple times here in Nebraska. And he's a great guy. I just model my game after him, and I want to see where it can take me.
Definitely. Well, I mean, from this point, man, I think it's just taking you as far as you want to go. The skill set is there. The mind's there. And, you know, speaking of Tyreek Hill and the way you play, I mean, what was it like maybe working out with him and just kind of gauging yourself? You know what I mean? Just, you know, you're not sizing yourself up, but, you know, you're seeing how he does things. You know, and I'm sure there's some things, you know, you're like, wow, that's pretty good. But, you know, obviously, you know, he's one of the best. I mean, how was that just kind of gauging yourself?
It was humbling because I see like how much better I can get by watching him. And when I think that I'm there, I can just go back to that film that we have from working out and see that I'm not there and that I have like the ceiling is, or the sky's the limit. And just trying every day to get as good as I want to be and as good as he is.
Awesome stuff. Well, hey, Mike, man, we're almost out of time. But before we let you go, we call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Let's do it.
All right. How about this one? Take us inside that Cornhuskers locker room. Does anybody have a off-the-wall nickname? And if so, how'd they get it?
Yeah, one of our D linemen, his name, well, we call him Snacks. He's a big guy. So I think that name's kind of self-explanatory, but he's a big guy, and we call him Snacks, but he's one of my best friends on the team, so name's Damian Daniels as well.
Great response. How about this one? Coach Frost, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Coach Frost impersonation. Nobody really does Coach Frost impersonation. They'll probably do Coach Held, which is the running back coach, or Coach Sean Beckton, the tight ends coach, or Coach who else do they do? Well, mainly those two, Coach Beckton and Coach Held. But nobody really does a Coach Frost impression. I think they might be a little intimidated.
Well, that speaks for itself then. And then the final one for you, let's go this route. You're in the NFL. You score your first touchdown. Do you already have a premeditated touchdown celebration in hand?
Oh, yeah. I'll probably give the ball to one of my family members in the stands, probably my mom, just because everything she's been through and everything she's done for me. So that ball would definitely go to her, and she'd be able to have it forever.
Excellent. You know, since you brought mom up, we'll give her some love. I'm assuming that she's probably your favorite cook. Draft weekend, I'm sure you're going to be with family or friends. What's mm-hmm. that ideal celebratory meal that you want mom to have prepared?
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I'd probably say some, Wow. I don't even know. I would probably get her to cook some rice, some greens, real Southern food. What else? Probably some oxtails.
Really? Nice. Wonderful, man. Hey, Mike, you were a pleasure to have on. Great career. I can't wait to see you do your thing as you move forward in this next level. But as always, we like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by the show.
For sure. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, Mike Williams, the standout Nebraska Cornhuskers. And I love how they kind of delved inside, you know, what, you know, playing out of position. And he also mentioned, I mean, dude, how about him coming in the weight room, basically taking the thing over in year one? They're calling him, you know, pound for pound, the strongest guy on the team. I mean, that's impressive stuff. I mean, especially from the receiver. I mean, you know, maybe this guy was like, a linebacker. Sometimes you get those big, massive defensive tackles, you know, doing their thing. But you got the receiver coming in and doing his thing. And then he can also blast by with a 21.8 yards per catch. I love it. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.